السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله تعالى ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها، صدق الله العظيم. I begin in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, and I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his last and final messenger. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help, his protection, his mercy, and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst the successful ones, both in this life and in the hereafter. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We are reminded time and again, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, that if we are to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not able to enumerate or count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see this in every day of our lives in various different ways. Sometimes we see it, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we're able to comprehend it, and many times not. But every situation that a human being goes through, good or bad, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One needs to realize that. Even though many a times we see things that may in our eyes not seem as good, or they don't give us any pleasure, or they put us through difficulty, we don't realize and we do not know the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know its outcome in this life or in the hereafter. And that being said, every situation a human being goes through is from Allah, and there is always khair in it. There is no way that a human being could ever say, especially a believer could ever say, that how could Allah do this to me? Because Allah only thinks good of every individual. As I mentioned before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Qur'an, and we read it time and again, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah is Ar-Rahman and Allah is Ar-Rahim. Allah is the most compassionate. Allah is the most merciful. If we look at the origin of the word, it's exactly the same. Even in the English language, compassion, mercy, love, they're all the exact same thing, pretty much, the essence of these words. But we also know that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya is many times more than the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. And that is why Allah gives to every individual, whether believing or not, whether one thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, whether one remembers Allah or not, Allah provides for that individual in more ways than that individual can think for himself or herself. Yeah, Allah provides to everyone. That is why there's a very famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He alayhi salam is narrated to have said, "Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir." That the world is a prison for a believer, وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ, and the Jannah, the paradise of a non-believer. And so, day and night as we go through difficulties and challenges, we need to realize that it is the life of the hereafter which is the real life for us. And everything that happens in this life, daytime, nighttime, personal lives, school, whatever it may be, happens for a reason. And there is a return that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to us. But at the same time, there are many things that happen to us that are good. Allah blesses us with so many things. Allah blesses us as individuals. Allah blesses us as a community. And sometimes when a particular difficulty or calamity befalls an individual, we tend to forget all the other good things that Allah has given to us. Because naturally when an individual goes through a calamity, an individual only sees that, thinks of that, goes through that, deals with that day and night. And because we are dealing with that calamity, many a times we oversee the good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. Sometimes as individuals we go through different kinds of tribulations and difficulties, but we don't realize that Allah has provided us. Allah has given us a roof. Allah might have given to us pious children that, you know, do everything that we tell them to do. And many a times they do more than what we expect from them. Allah has given us a job, a home, food to eat, you know, things that we take for granted that are luxuries for other individuals. And so Allah has given us all these gifts, all these benefits in this life. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, when we overcome that calamity, or while we're going through a calamity, and Allah gives us something, either as individuals or as a community, something that is grand, it is time for us to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a moment to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As every single one of us knows, and we remember very freshly, it's been less than a week, that Allah blessed our community to have a fundraiser. Right? We had a fundraiser last week and most of us attended. And by the grace, and it's only by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we did so well. Right? We exceeded our own expectations. There were individuals from close by areas, or individuals who attend different masjids or different organizations. They came to our fundraiser, they saw the fundraiser, they saw what the love, right? The love and the compassion that the community had for their own project. And they gave so well. Right? They gave to a point where we actually met. You know, many a times you go to different fundraisers. They have targets, right? They have a goal. Many a times we come to realize that they're not able to reach that goal. Now the other thing you need to realize, that not only did we have a goal and we met our goal, not, you know, we exceeded our expectations, but our goal was no small amount. It was maybe 3, 4, maybe even 5 or 6 times what many other fundraisers' goals are. But we were able to reach that goal. Yes, it came from the community, but if we haven't already, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? We need to make a sincere effort of making wudu and praying 2 rak'ah of salatul shukr to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great blessing. Now if we happen to be individuals in this community, this is just the beginning. Right? This is just the beginning. There is a long project ahead of us. Everything from the permits, building permits, construction permits, to dropping down the current facility that we are sitting in right now. We may have to pray somewhere outside for a few months, or in a mobile home for... These will be challenges that we will have to go through as a community. Right? The construction of the masjid, different contractors coming on site to do various different things. Sometimes we're able to reach the goal, the deadline, sometimes not. Sometimes things will go, you know, in a flow, and sometimes not, things will stop. These are all challenges. And we are all in this together. See, we need to realize and remind each other. Not everyone is here right now. So it becomes our obligation and duty to remind each other that we are all in this together. Let us not point our fingers at an individual or individuals if something goes wrong. In fact, let us go and find out and see how we can assist that individual or these individuals. It's very easy to point fingers. It is very easy to point fingers, and that is why I've mentioned this many times in the last few weeks, that there's two things. There's one, there's an Arabic root word, and there's two words that come from the same root word. قَابِلِيَّة and قُبُولِيَّة. قَابِلِيَّة means the ability to do something. We all have the ability to do something better than another individual. Right? Whether it be in our professional lives, whether it be some quality that Allah has granted us, we all have the ability to do something. Right? There, if you were at the fundraiser last week, and if you weren't, you'll be able to see it on our website in a few days, where there was a very beautiful 3D of the masjid project. Right? A young man sitting right here, right now, was able to come up with this beautiful 3D, and we showed that, of what the masjid would actually look like. That is qabiliyya. That is the ability to do something. Pretty sure there's many individuals in our community who have the ability to do that. And maybe even better than what was done. Right? Maybe even better. They have this expertise and maybe they looked at it and said, oh well, I could have done better than that. It's easy to say that. But on the other hand, you have the Arabic word called qubuliyya. The acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah accepted the wealth of the community. Allah accepted the efforts of the community. Allah accepted the efforts of this young individual who worked so hard to put that 3D model together. So what is to have the ability? We all have the ability. But do we have the acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? We all have the ability to give a certain amount of money. Whatever it may be. Smaller. We've received everything for that project from a dollar bill to $250,000. Every variation in between. 500,000, 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, 85,000, 100,000, you name it, we received everything you could imagine. That is, one is qabiliyya. There's many people who had and have the ability to give. But then there was qubuliyya. The acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of that individual's wealth. Some of these individuals live close by. Some of the largest donors for the project live within a few miles of this masjid. And some of the largest donors live 20, 30 miles away from this masjid. They have nothing to do in that sense with this masjid. They hardly ever come here. Maybe once or twice a year. If you see the checks pouring inside the masjid office, you will come to realize that there's large checks being written from individuals like Florida and New York, who've probably never been to our masjid. But they felt that they want to have a part in this masjid. Some individuals are able to contribute financially, others not. There's many individuals who are not able to contribute financially. But they are contributing with their abilities. They are contributing with their time. This is exactly what I mentioned the last time I was here 3 to 4 weeks ago. Some individuals have contributed out of their pockets. Others have used their time, their expertise to contribute to this project. Having the ability and having the acceptance. Every time we wish to critique another individual, it's very, like I mentioned, it's very easy to say, I could have done that, or I could have done it better, or you should do it like this, or they should do it like this, and I don't. There was a young woman in our community who came to our fundraiser. She had a concern. She had a concern. Now, that's easy. Everyone has concerns. Oh, I want you to do this. You know, if you have a community of 500, 700 people, everyone has a concern. Everyone wants it my way or the highway, right? It's my way or the... I want it like this, it should be like this, it should be like this. There's many people who have comments, but this young individual came forward and said, not only are these my suggestions, I would also like to see how I can contribute and help you with this project. That's what it's all about. And it's easy to do lip service. But when someone tells you that there's a meeting every day after Isha, or once a week after Salatul Maghrib, or before Salatul Isha, or after Isha, what is it, once a week now, after Salatul Isha, there's a lot of people that come to the masjid. Right? There's many individuals who have the ability to sit, but no, they don't choose to sit. Because you want to go home, you're tired. You want to spend that much time with your family. And then there's individuals who've taken time away from their families to be seated here week after week. And as the projects get more tense and closer, maybe a few times a week or once every day. That's time they're giving up. Ability. Everyone has the ability to do something. But do you have the qubuliyya, the acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is what it's all about. Being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray a salah. That is the ability, our ability to do a prayer. But has it been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Has Allah accepted it? We have a lot of wealth. It's easy to give, but has Allah accepted my wealth? We have a lot of concerns. We have the ability to scream and shout about our concerns. But have we done anything to make it a reality, to make that change? If we have, that is the acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if in any form or manner an individual has been able to give, that's the acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's many young individuals in our community, youth in our community, right? Between the ages of maybe 13, 14 to 24, 25. I would like to say 29, but I'll stop at 24, 25. But the point is, sometimes we see them coming to the masjid. Sometimes as we come to the masjid, they're playing basketball outside. Sometimes when we walk into the masjid, we may see them walking, sitting next to the wall or in the back of the masjid. And we may think sometimes that, what are these kids doing? But to tell you the truth, our fundraiser wouldn't have been complete without the help of these individuals. There was a strong group of young individuals who came together. Young individuals, youth from our community, both brothers and sisters, who sometimes we see at the masjid, sometimes we don't. Sometimes the older people, what's the word I'm looking for? Get scared by the way they dress or the way they look. What's happening to these young kids? They're being Americanized. But I tell you, these were individuals who came with their heart and mind, their soul. They came together and they helped us. If it wasn't for these individuals, we couldn't have had that successful fundraiser. We can't discount any individual or their efforts. So, many of our children had the ability to be there at the fundraiser, but was their acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Were their efforts accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I had a young girl at the fundraiser came up and said she saw the women giving her their jewelry. She came up and she took off her own gold necklace. A young girl, 15 maybe, I don't even think she was 16. She goes to our Sunday school. She takes off her necklace, hands it over and said, "This is what I want to give. I don't have anything else. I don't have a lot of allowance, but this is all I can give." And here it is, for the sake of Allah. Right? There's another individual a few days ago who happens, we all know this individual, and this individual happens to be an individual sometimes we look at and we feel that this individual may be what we may refer to as a needy individual in the community. But he came up and said, "I don't have much, but here's a little bit." He hands me an envelope. Inside that envelope there's five $20 bills and two gold rings. Right? Two gold rings, and I would imagine whatever their value. But there's Qabiliya. We all have jewelry. We all have cars. We all have money inside our pockets. But has it been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Qubuliya. We should think about that. And whatever, I'm not only talking about wealth, I'm talking in terms of time, our expertise, whatever it may be. There's a lot of things that we can do. In the upcoming few months, there will be many things that will need to be done. People will be asking, Brother Najib will be standing up here after the Salat, Hafiz Salim will be standing up here on Fridays and asking for volunteers or whatever it may be. Now we all have the ability to do something, but do we have the acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So let us end today by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us success in our endeavors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease in the upcoming few months and years to complete this project. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilize us, our efforts, our talents, our wealth, and our time for this project, so that when we stand in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment, that has been sent forth for us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Bi rahmatika ya Rahman Rahimeen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.